This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We only have three opportunities before us to possibly fund the vital services that we need in all of our communities.
Bogalusa Representative Melinda White's House Bill 38 was one of those opportunities, which the full House considered Sunday evening. The bill would reduce the amount of federal excess itemized deductions allowed on state returns. It came to the floor, weighted down with a complicated amendment. Governor John Bel Edwards said,
"It's awful. I don't believe that the credit rating agencies would be pleased at all."
Sunday, White offered another amendment, simplifying the bill.
It returns your estimated itemized deduction to 100%, except it excludes two items: your state income taxes and your state and local sales and use tax.
Representative White, there are no questions on the amendment. Is there any objection to the adoption of the amendment? Without objection, the amendment is adopted.
Representative White then urged final passage.
I ask that you join together, administration all the way to us, that we can resolve the issues of the state and consider this for some long-term fixes.
And the vote?
46 yeas, 55 nays, and the bill fails to pass.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats in supporting the bill. But I asked Covington Representative John Schroeder, who voted against it, why the majority said no.
I think the House, at least the majority, probably had their belly full.
And that means the two remaining bills up for consideration in House committee today face very long odds indeed. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.